They are still spreading the disease.
Fox's Benjamin Hall, the World Health Organization, says a jump reflects a broader definition of cases. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today. Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. The risk of showers, maybe a thunderstorm early on, but then by lunchtime, all the rain has shifted into southeast Alabama. Windy, falling temperatures into the 50s by this afternoon. Breezy, much colder tonight, overnight low 35. Tomorrow, a chilly day, high in the mid-50s, but the winds will make it seem colder. And then we're down to freezing by dawn Saturday morning. Saturday is a dry day, good bit of sun, high around 60, and more scattered showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other homebuyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back.
Oh,
little trolling, tra-la-la-la music. I believe this came out of the Russian Federation. Internet classic. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. 272-9228. This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Or visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Can't you just see your, like, shower music? This is good shower music. Scrub under here, under there, under there. Jack's just staring at me, folks. So.
Well.
That's... What's on your mind, Jack? It feels like you got something you got to say.
No, I mean, the ad that just played on this show, mm-hmm. not the last break, but the break before, taken after Jeff Coleman and Troy King, I thought was interesting, and I didn't catch the name of the group that sponsored the ad, but I'll listen closely next time. But it's interesting that Tiffany Coleman does that ad for her husband. Well, she's done a bunch of ads for him that I find that our listeners don't particularly like. But the latest one where she talks right after they got married, his father sent him overseas to work with some of their people. I forget what country it was. But why would you do an ad reminding the voters about the moving company when the moving company has been in the center of the attacks on Coleman?
It sounds like these were all in the can, ready to go.
I would pull them if I were running that show.
Yeah,
I would pull them. That's just reminding the voters of your moving company, which is the center of the controversy about Jeff Coleman. And like I say, I'm amazed that these chambers of commerce, because the U.S. Chamber, of which all these chambers are members, has come out for Coleman under this cloud of suspicion
right.
about his integrity.
But it is interesting, the other ad you're talking about, that it wasn't just hitting Coleman. Like, we had Troy King in here yesterday. He was hitting Jeff Coleman pretty hard.
Well,
it,
yeah.
It's also hitting that ad that just played, hitting Troy King, too.
Yeah.
That's
But that was interesting that Troy got in touch with the U.S. attorney who brought Jeff Coleman to court during the moving, waiting down the truck scandal. And, of course, the guy said, I paid my own way down here, who was offended that Jeff Coleman said, well, he was an Obama-appointed U.S. attorney, and it was just targeting me because I was a Republican. I don't think that's the case at all. And that attorney said that Jeff Coleman was lying. And anyway, I don't see how these people, knowing what they know about Coleman now, and it's pretty documented. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it. They're still supporting him, like Alpha and the Business Council of Alabama. Have you no integrity? Have you no shame? Just because you endorsed him 2 months ago and all this stuff surfaces and you're standing with him? What does that say about your organization? I mean, what does it say? The Alpha Farmers Federation still with him. Business Council of Alabama is still with him. U.S. Chamber of Commerce still with him. Senator Richard Shelby still with him. What the hell are you guys thinking? I just don't understand it. 700 and something million dollars was defrauded, was frauding the U.S. government, the Department of Defense. I don't understand.
Well, I'd just like to take a moment here.
Well, somebody texts me, a Reagan judge ruled on the case. Yes, because they settled.
Right.
He doesn't have any say over, and the prosecutor, well, even though it wasn't a criminal case, it was a civil case, but the attorney U.S. attorney representing the Department of Justice, said he would have bankrupted the company if he had gone after the whole 700 and some million dollars. And 2,500 people would have been without jobs. That's the only reason he settled the case for $5 million. He knew the company couldn't afford any more than that. So, anyway.
Well, I'd just like to say, less than 3 weeks out with all these ads running and, you know, we're all Republicans here, I suppose. Isn't it lovely how politics brings us all together?
Or not.
Yeah.
Well, the Republicans, for once, are pretty united on this Trump thing.
Yeah, but you need somebody to go against to be, you know, divided against. And that's the Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, anytime I hear a politician say, I'm going to unify the country. Yeah, that's...
I would love for Speaker Pelosi to wake up on November, whatever it is, and that she's all of a sudden the minority leader of the House. Right. And not the Speaker.
And first Speaker in history to lose her majority twice.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. 272-9228. Clint Jr., welcome to the show.
Hi. These Coleman commercials tell me that he sends his wife to fight his battles.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't like the ads. I would have, if I'd been Coleman, I would have defined myself first. And then toward the end of the campaign, I would have had my wife do these ads. But she
That makes more sense.
Yeah. We don't really know him except what she's told us. And my God, that's the most sappy story I ever heard about in my life.
Right. And I got an unrelated matter of idea for a Valentine gift.
Okay.
I've got 9 St. Bernard puppies for sale.
Oh, okay. Well, how do people get in touch with you? This is not Swap and Shop, but go ahead.
316-351-3663.
Say that again.
316-351-3663. Purebred.
Purebred St. Bernards.
They're 8 weeks old. Women will love them.
Well, they grow up to be slobberers, but that's all right. They're great dogs.
Yes, sir. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Clint Jr. Let's go to Cranky. Hey, Cranky.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
I am pissed off beyond the highest level of pistivity.
All right. Are you mad at us?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
No, I love you guys. No. The subject matter, however, have you seen this YouTube video, Alabama congressional candidate that wants to lighten your load?
No, who
have
is
you seen
it?
This?
No.
It's, y'all need to look it up when you get a chance, not trying to tell you how you run your rodeo, but
sure.
If you think, it's Alabama congressional candidate that wants to lighten your load, the war on dumb. You know, the guy that's been stepping on the scale wants to lighten our load. Sounds like an Eagle song that was done by Weird Al.
Yeah, exactly.
But
Seven Women on My Mind.
Let me just you know tell you something. I you know I wore the uniform of our country. I never PCS'd or transferred, but I did as a civilian working for the Defense Department. He didn't just steal from you and me and Joey and anybody else that pays taxes. He stole from the service members. Okay.
Yes, some of them had to pay for additional.
That's right.
They had to pay it off out of their pockets.
That's right. And see, here's the thing. Your weight limits are allocated based on your rank. The higher your rank, the more you can ship when you transfer.
Sure, right.
The lower the rank, the more odds are you're going to go over your weight limit. He was stealing from the people that could least afford it.
Well, we had a lady call here a couple of weeks ago who made that point, that she had to pay.
I didn't hear it.
She had to pay more. She was like, kind of newly enlisted and got transferred, and the government paid for it, but on the other end, she had to pony up some money because they were over the limit.
And let me tell you what, it ain't cheap, man. It is not cheap because when you transfer as a, when you are a civilian and the government pays for your move, that counts as income. You know, with the military, they're exempt from it, and they should be. But as a civilian, you know, when you move, it's, you know, tens of thousands of dollars at the end of the year, that counts as income, just like you made it, you know, is cash. You know, this has got implications that people don't, you know, because the government pays for a lot of those moves, too, of civilians, not just military people, but people that transfer here domestically and overseas. I tell you something else that you need to look at. Once again, I'm going to tell you how to run your show. When you move, there are damages. There's lost. There are items that are lost.
Yeah.
Joey's a sharp guy. He likes to make Google sing and dance. But I would wager to say that you're going to see where they tried to screw people on claims that they made against Coleman as well. They actually have, quote, claims adjusters, unquote, working for them down there, I think in Ozark, somewhere down in the Wiregrass.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, if he's doing this, if he is that blatantly stepping on the scales, literally, then I guarantee you, you know, he's got other tricks in his bag, and he's screwing people over when they have damaged household goods. I can't stand him. And, you know, wearing a flight suit to look like he was in the military. Jeff Coleman and your family, if you're listening, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You stink.
Wow.
I think I'm going to go on that. I'm pissed off. I'm going to wind up saying something you guys will have, you know, won't let me back on the air. But I'm not cranky today. I am pissed off.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Chris.
We get it. Thanks
a
bunch.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome to News and Views.
It's Jim.
Oh, Jim.
Yeah.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah. Did you call me Jeff?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I'm suing you for everything you got.
Well, you better stand
he's
in line.
Not related to... Okay. Yeah, this thing is really getting on my nerves. You know, I see he's got one there. I guess he's been... beating the crap out of his daughter's boyfriends with a baseball bat.
With a baseball bat. I saw that ad last night.
What kind of ad is that?
I don't know. It's stupid. I don't know who's doing his media, but they're smart by half. You know.
He's got one out there called Movers and Shakers. Yeah, that looks good. Movers and Shakers. He's been moving the military and shaking them down. Yeah, that's a good... But I agree with your last call. I'm fed up with this guy. I've got my choices narrowed down to two people now between Jessica and my mind just went blank on the
either
on the guy there. But
Troy.
No.
Terry Hastorf.
No, you're talking about Barry Moore, right?
Oh, Barry.
Yeah, Barry. I got it down to Barry Moore and Jessica. Yeah. Taylor, yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now. But I cannot believe all the stuff that's come out in people. I mean, are they going to vote for him because his wife has blonde hair or he looks like a nice family picture? That's not why you vote for somebody. I mean, it's corrupt enough in Washington. We don't need somebody going up there that's already corrupt.
Well, I mean, that's what I say.
I mean, that's just, golly, that's just adding fuel to the fire.
Well, I've lost a lot of respect for the chamber and business council and Alpha on this one issue. It's disgraceful.
Well, if he's got any guts or integrity, he'll come on this station and face the music. Come on.
Well, I've reached out to him twice.
But he ain't going to come. I know it.
Well, I've called his cell, and it is his cell. He says, you've reached Jeff Coleman. I've called him twice, and he has not called me back, nor neither of any of his people.
I can say it, and I hope he's listening, Jeff. You can't hide behind your wife's skirt. Well, y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate
good day.
It.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Jim, very quickly, let's go to Don. Hey, Don, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I got about four things to comment on now. Now on that Coleman ad with the bat, he's not very original either. He's copying the guy who ran for governor of Georgia with the gun. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
He had the, talking about his daughter's sons and stuff. But for Charles, talking about the Joe influence.
Yeah.
It's about money. You remember this same group also went with Hillary Clinton over Barack Obama.
Right.
That's it. How does that work with, like, walk-around money and stuff like that? Has that had to be reported?
I doubt it was. You know,
you don't think that he did bring a heck of a lot of money down here to Alabama?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
But that's
Bobby Singleton. Bobby Singleton is his state chairman. Bobby doesn't do anything for free. He's on the take all the time. He's a senator from West Alabama.
But for Charles, that's the connection. It's money. It ain't nothing else. As far as simpler days, talking about, it's, like you say, stop, ask, and frisk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talking about going into the neighborhoods. We got a guy who did that in a patrol car by himself, and he's going to prison for manslaughter. You would have to be crazy to go into one of these neighborhoods and stop anybody nowadays with the way the support is and way stuff goes, because you put yourself in a situation where you stop and ask somebody. They don't think they have to show you an ID. They take off running. You struggle with them. You tase them. They don't stop. And somebody winds up getting shot, and you go to prison. There's no way in the world you can do that anymore. With the society we got like
that. Well, that was a tough deal on both sides.
But on Stone,
mm-hmm.
Do you know he was convicted for two things? One was lying, and one was interference with a witness.
Right.
You know what he did on those two things?
What?
The lying was to our friend Adam Schiff. There's two ways you can lie. One is you lie and the folks know it's a lie. The other one is you lie and it causes them to go out and spend monies and research and do stuff. Adam Schiff knew it was a lie, so he got that. And you know what his interference with a witness was?
What?
He threatened to kill somebody's cat. And the guy who said whose cat it was said it didn't offend him at all, and the cat's still alive. And you're going to send that guy to prison for 9 years?
Oh, it's
ridiculous.
It was over the top for sure.
It's the stuff that people go to jail for 6 months, not nine years. And it's the same group of people that did this were the people Mueller hired.
Sure.
It's still up to the judge whether or not they want to do this. But,
right. But
now with this head foreman they got that's a big hater of Trump, he'll probably get a new trial. But, you know, if it wasn't such a political thing, the right thing to Trump to do would just be to pardon him. Because it's ridiculous that you destroy somebody. Remember that whole group of SWAT people went to his house?
Oh, yeah.
With DNA cameras in tow?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this guy was treated like crap from the beginning. And nobody, for what he did, deserves, even though he's a wacko, deserves what he was convicted of to go in prison for 9 years. It's something other people do for 6 months.
Right.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thanks,
appreciate
Don.
It, Don. Thank you for listening and hitting all the points that we've been going over today. Really like that. 272-9228, 272-9228 if y'all want to get on the program. This hour of news and views once again is brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. More news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell after this.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back.
I can't help myself.
Well, I know you can't.
I can't help myself. I love you and no
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
All right, before we go to the phones, hey, Jack, why don't you tell us about our good friend True Booth?
Well, you know what tomorrow is? VD.
VD.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, yeah.
You know, my doctor told me he had 6 cases of VD a couple of weeks ago. He's all right now, but anyway, that was an old Rodney Dangerfield joke.
Anyway, it is Valentine's
Day. It is Valentine's Day, and let me tell you, Troop Booth is wide open as a case knife at Heirloom Jewelers. 6948 Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, across from Del Rey Me, on the corner of Watchman Circle and Vaughn Road. If you want to buy something special for your loved one, even if you're not in the doghouse, go by there and look at what they've got. They have some beautiful stuff. They specialize in estate and antique jewelry. They're the number one in the shiny business in Montgomery. There's no middleman. Troop Booth buys direct. Artisan, beautiful, handmade jewelry from the past. And he sells it directly to you. There's no middleman. Troop Booth has a great knowledge of what he sells because he is certified by the Gemological Institute of America, which is the preeminent group that trains folks in what to look for in fine jewelry. And he knows it, and he carries it. It's some really nice stuff. Necklaces, pendants, watches, bracelets, you name it. Troop Booth has it at Heirloom Jewelers. So go by there today and look for something special for your loved one. Or even for yourself, if you don't have a Valentine. That's Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road. Also, they will buy the jewelry that you're not using anymore and may want to sell. Give him a call, 260-0066. Make an appointment. Go by there, and he will evaluate your goods. make you an offer. And if you agree, you'll leave with a check. Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road. They're the best in town. And tell them that Joey and Jack sent you.
Appreciate Troop Booths being a great sponsor of the program.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
How you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
Oh, boy, I tell you, you said earlier that Joe Reed had endorsed Mike Bloomberg.
Yes, sir.
Even knowing all of the stuff that Mike Bloomberg...
Yeah, well, what does that tell you?
Well, it's not disingenuous at all, is it?
No, it's money, money, money.
Yeah, right.
And Bloomberg's trying to buy the election just like Jeff Coleman is.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it also illustrates something else, you know, that I find very funny. And that is that these black leaders, boy, they sure are quick to forgive the sins of people like Mike Bloomberg, where they would hold, you know, others in perpetual contempt, aren't they? So it kind of shows me that this, all this race stuff that goes on, you know, that people holler and scream about, it really does not amount to as much as what they are trying to make of it a lot of times. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know. Joey, what are your thoughts?
Well, I've said for a long time, Papa B, that the most pervasive, not the worst, not the most insidious, but the most pervasive form of bigotry in the country is partisanship. It's, you know, contempt prior to investigation. I think that using the issue of race, which can be a sensitive issue with good reason, given the country's history, using it as a cynical political tool for partisan ends only makes the problem potentially worse. And I think you're right.
You're saying it a lot better than I am. You're making my point better than I did. So, but the other thing, real quick, and that is, Jack, I'm gonna have to come down on Joey's side with Trump and his tweeting about Roger Stone. And the reason is this: I think Trump probably has realized, whether you know, consciously or unconsciously, this vital point, and that is, if you don't get out there in front of an issue, then the narrative that's going to be cast by the press and by the Democrats is going to stick. So he's a disruptor, and so that's what he's doing. He's disrupting something before it gets going, and you know, throwing a wrench into the works when it comes to, you know, the media production of the narrative, because that's what they love to do. They love to get that impression there in the American conscience about an issue, and they want to win that, you know, argument type thing, and Trump is out in front of it. And yeah, it's nasty, but it's also necessary. And it's something that, you know, the other politicians that we've been used to in the past being polite and nice and congenial and trying to get along, well, it just didn't work. And so Trump does what he does, and I think in the long term we'll all realize, hey, this is the right way to handle a bunch of malcontents in the press. So that's kind of where I come down on that issue. I don't know if I've made you see that point, Jack, but I definitely am agreeing with Joey on that one.
Well, yeah, I understand.
And it's Trump's style. It does backfire on him. Like, I heard this from Scott Adams, who called the Trump win in 2015. Is that, say Trump had 10 tweets, it was more than that, but 10 tweets over the course of the election, and 7 of them really worked, and 3 of them hurt him. Before the fact, but that's all in hindsight. Before you ever send out the tweet, you're not sure which ones are going to work and which ones are going to hurt. You're just kind of throwing things out there to see what sticks. And that's exactly what Trump does. Sometimes he goes too far and it does hurt him. But more often than not, it helps him. It helps drive the narrative the way he wants it.
Right. All right, guys. Well, thanks for taking my call today. Enjoying the show as usual.
Appreciate it, Bobby. 272-9228, 272-9228. Again, folks, this part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get the Valentine's Day special going on, 50% off all video transfers to digital format, so either a DVD or a thumb drive, Dan Black Studios really does it all when it comes to video services, when it comes to, he mentioned the yesterday, the service he does for people with vehicles. You know, these new vehicles have stereo receivers that don't have a CD player, but people have all these stacks of CDs, all these jewel cases, all these CD cases. So he'll take all your CDs that you know and love, and if it's too much of a hassle for you, he will convert that into a USB format, a thumb drive, that you can plug into your car, and it will work with the format of your vehicle. It's just another example of the great work they do over at Dan Black Studios. They also offer website design, video editing, so maybe you have a bunch of photographs or a bunch of raw video footage you want to put it together in a nice presentation package. They can do that for you, or they can do video production from the ground up, whether you're presenting a case in court or you're doing a training videos for your employees, putting together a TV commercial for your business or your political campaign, or heck, you might just be trying to get your name out there online for the fun of it. Anything to do with video services and really audio services, Dan Black Studios has you covered. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. And again, if you're looking to preserve those old analog memories, those old videotapes collecting dust, they're also deteriorating. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell them you're a News and Views listener, and you'll get 50% off all video transfers to digital format. But again, you got to be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener. Thank you again to Dan Black and the whole team at Dan Black Studios for being great sponsors here of News and Views. More News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell when we come back.
Growing backlash over DOJ reversal of Roger Stone's.
It happens all the time.
Backlash, backlash. It's like bombshells. The media is ridiculous. And I say that as somebody in media. It's ridiculous.
We're not.
He's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Make magic happen this Valentine's Day with a gift from Rick's Jewelers. Choose from a wide selection of fine jewelry, watches, sterling silver, and more. With so many choices, we're sure to have the perfect piece for your love at just the right price point. Rick's Jewelers, where quality and service shine through.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are lower with renewed concerns about the global impact of the coronavirus after China reported an increase in cases and deaths. Gary Kaltbaum at Kaltbaum Capital Management believes this is a temporary decline.
Let's be clear, this is an outlier event. If it really worsens, if we start to see some numbers break out in other countries in a bigger way, I think markets will take a bigger hit. So that's something that has to be watched for. But overall, I think the market looks great. And I have to tell you, the institutional money has been pouring in. I don't think that ends just in a blip like this.
Newspaper publisher McClatchy has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company owns the Miami Herald, the Kansas City Star, and other papers. And Southwest Airlines now says it is removing the Boeing 737 MAX planes from its schedule until August 10th. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Much colder air is funneling into Alabama, so temperatures will be falling today. Much of the day will be into the 50s and then falling to the 40s this evening. And the overnight low temperature tonight down to about 35. Gusty winds will make it seem colder. Tomorrow will be a chilly day with a high temperature barely into the mid-50s, but the winds will make it seem colder than that. We're headed for freezing late Friday night, early Saturday morning. Saturday is a pretty good day, a nice recovery. Temperatures up to about 60, good bit of sunshine, we're dry. And then on Sunday, scattered showers return, high in the upper 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the show.
Little George Harrison, maybe?
Little George Harrison, indeed. Again, this whole hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends Kim Williams and Madeline. I met her the other day over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Not only can they help you if you're a potential first-time home buyer, it's best to get pre-approved to know when you're going out into the housing market what you can actually qualify for, and it just gives you extra peace of mind. It's a terrible thing to almost get ready to buy a house and then you're not approved. And if you are not buying a home because you just have no knowledge of the process and that intimidates you, well, call Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223, 567-4223, and Kim Williams, the whole team, will help walk you through that and give you knowledge. And knowledge is power, help you empower your own life. And well, part of the American dream is owning that own home. But if you are a current homeowner, have that mortgage, it's quite possible you can refinance. As she said yesterday when Kim Williams called in, you can really get, well, skip a couple of payments and get a lower monthly rate, saving the guy she helped yesterday save thousands of dollars a year. And that way it can help you with any other financial burdens or stress in your life, in particular things like credit card payments. It's a terrible thing, money stress. So if Alabama Home Mortgage can help you refinance and relieve some of that burden, why not give them a call? They're also, they specialize. They're great at helping veterans here in the River Region, helping you get those VA home loan benefits that you earn through your service. They make it quick, easy, simple to deal with the Veterans Administration on the home loan programs. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. So the Democrats are going to try to fight back, Jack. You know, this whole Roger Stone thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a new headline. Democrat won't rule out new Trump impeachment over Roger Stone case. Now, it's singular. Democrat. So who is the Democrat? Well, it's Mr. Butterface himself, Eric Swalwell. You remember the fart guy?
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
That guy. Representative Eric Swalwell, in an interview Wednesday, would not rule out a new impeachment effort against President Trump over his alleged interference in the criminal case of his former associate, Roger Stone. Good God.
I don't think Roger Stone was ever on the payroll. I think he's just an informal advisor.
Yes, yes, that's right.
They're friends from a long time ago.
Exactly. And the Democrats just won't give it up. And if they think this is actually helping them, guys, your poll numbers have dropped since the impeachment process. And I know why y'all are doing it, because you're scared of what John Durham's up to, the U.S. attorney. I get it.
They're trying to discredit the whole Justice Department.
Yeah, and it's not going to work. We got to play this again. This is why they're actually scared of the Justice Department and William Barr, because William Barr is willing to say things like this.
The fact of the matter is that in waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
Well, there you go.
I love his New York accent.
Yeah, he's pretty good. But yesterday, Trump just addressed this issue. You know how these world leaders will come in
and meet with Trump, and then they'll have a sit-down in the Oval Office, and they open up to questions in the press room. Well, the president of Ecuador was there yesterday, and again, he's sitting back as it's being translated to him, just watching Trump go. So take it, Donnie, take it. Let's see what you got to say about Roger Stone.
This is a great honor to be with you. Okay, do you have any questions?
On Roger Stone, sir, on Roger Stone, wasn't your tweet political interference?
No, not at all. He was treated very badly. 9 years recommended by four people that perhaps they were Mueller people. I don't know who they were, prosecutors. And they, I don't know what happened. They all hit the road pretty quickly. Look, you had somebody just recently, you saw what happened. He got 2 months. He got sentenced to 2 months for leaking classified information at the highest level.
Who's that?
They treated Roger Stone very badly. They treated everybody very badly. And if you look at the Mueller investigation, it was a scam because it was illegally set up. It was set up based on false documentation and false documents. You look at what happened, how many people were hurt, their lives were destroyed, and nothing happened with all the people that did it and launched a scam. Where's Comey? Why? Where is Comey? What's happening to McCabe? What's happening to Lisa and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page? What's happening with them? It was a whole setup. It was a disgrace for our country, and everyone knows it too. Everyone, including NBC, which gives a lot of fake news. The fact is that Roger Stone was treated horribly, and so were many other people. Their lives were destroyed. And it turns out, you look at the Pfizer warrants and what just happened with Pfizer, where they found out it was fixed, that it was a dirty, rotten deal. So when you look at that and you see what happened to Roger Stone, but think of it, a man leaks classified information, highly classified. They give him 2 months. Roger Stone for doing, nobody even knows what he did. In fact, they said he intimidated somebody. That person said he had no idea he was going to jail for that. That person didn't want to press charges. They put him in for 9 years. It's a disgrace. And frankly, they ought to apologize to a lot of the people whose lives they've ruined. All right, next question.
Man, when he gets going all right. And I'm trying to look up the name. What Trump is referring to is a guy who leaked classified information. Well, he was on the Senate Intelligence Committee, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. And this has to do with, actually, the article you sent me, Jack, the Conservative Treehouse article that you sent me. It is Intelligence Security Director James Wolf. His indictment was unsealed, and he was indicted for leaking information from within the Senate Intelligence Committee to four journalists and lying to FBI investigators. He was only given 2 months, as Trump just said there. So there have been people playing dirty.
Yeah, my friend had texted me that Lou Dobbs had connected the dots with the James Wolf cover-up.
Yes. And I believe the nomination of a particular...
Jesse Liu.
Yeah. U.S. Attorney Jesse Liu. She was scheduled for a Senate confirmation hearing coming up today, and that was withdrawn, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, things are moving very quickly. Now the National Security Council, they've, you know, whittled that down to about 100 people.
They've weeded out a bunch of Obamaites.
Exactly. There's a lot going on very quickly here, and all the while John Durham is working very quietly in the background. I hope it doesn't come up where nothing happens, because this is rotten to the core. The origins of the Russia investigation.
I think James Brennan was behind it all.
Or John Brennan?
John Brennan was behind it all.
I think he was a key player in it, yes. I think he's the one who helped disseminate a lot of
Well, he knew how to set it up.
Yes, absolutely.
He knew how to set it up.
I think he's the one who disseminated and a lot of the Steele dossier and gave the Steele dossier the veneer of official intelligence.
Oh, yeah. He gave it the gravitas it needed to be believed.
Yes.
And it was a total political document.
Exactly. So, and by the way, coming up, it'll probably be the beginning of next hour. I went back in time. And, you know, when we're in the hot and heavy, the thick of it, you know, day-to-day news coverage, bombshells and backlash, and is the president going to be impeached? When you're in the middle of it, it can seem, you know, worrisome, like you should be concerned. However, when you look back, you realize how small these people are. Really, how small they are. In particular, You remember Keith Olbermann?
Yes. Is he off the air now?
Oh, yeah. He's been off the air, but for a little while he was doing a web series called The Resistance or something like that.
Yeah.
And he did one piece in March of 2017, right when all this is going down, where the theme of it was this, and he kept saying it.
Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia.
That's Keith Olbermann. Yeah. I've got the whole piece. Well, we should revisit it in the next hour, because, folks, it's hilarious how many people still believe what Olbermann was saying back in 17. And as Devin Nunes has been saying recently, Devin Nunes, and his whole team, the House Intelligence Committee, many of the intelligence committees in the House and the Senate, knew that this whole Russia collusion story was not true in January and February of 17, before the president's even sworn in. And yet, that lasted for 2.5 years. It's now essentially going on 3-4 years. Because even during the impeachment process, Adam Schiff is up there still advancing the Russia narrative. And Nancy Pelosi, as the hearings are going on, is saying this.
With you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin.
So they can't let it go. And that really does lead me to believe that this whole impeachment thing was really a cover-up and distraction from their own sloppiness. The Democrats and the deep state's own sloppiness. They're about to be caught. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228, 272-9228.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This song describes, I think, describes you, Jack Campbell, to a certain extent.
He's on the scene.
On the scene.
He's the first to leave. Drink it over team.
Welcome back to News and Views.
a little, it's a band called Wolfpack, and that song's called Funky Duck. Yeah, I like this band. They're funky as hell.
They don't know that I like Ovaltine.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
That is
funny. Came up randomly the other day. Before we do something real quick, let's go to G-Man. He's been patient. Hey, G-Man.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How's it going?
We're doing fine. hey, I wanted to kind of chime in on the Troy King thing. I tried to call in yesterday and missed him, and it appeared as though he was not taking questions, which is fine, but and I don't want to pile in on him. I'm sure he is a fine man, a father, and all that good stuff, a good attorney. But as best I remember, and I'm an old man, the guy, the gentleman that called in at the right at the 11 o'clock hour yesterday was lambasting Troy for not doing anything about the illegal machines in Macon County.
Right.
And I distinctly remember Troy King laying off of that and not having any kind of an answer for that. So I would love for Mr. King to either call in or to come on board and to answer that. Let me throw in one little caveat. I'm not an attorney, but I do remember the some type of a county ordinance or some type of something that allowed the local sheriff to determine if those machines were legal or not.
Right, that now, is true.
Okay, but now think about this. It was also documented that Mr. McGregor gave money to the Macon County Sheriff's Department. I think he bought some equipment or something. I mean, it was documented. So it just smells to high heaven if you're going to allow somebody to determine if you can do business or not by accepting gifts back from that entity. It's not right. So bottom line is I'm not condemning Mr. King. I just want a good answer or some type of confirmation from him as to what happened. That's all.
Okay. We'll have to follow up
Very
with him.
Good. Thank you.
Good question.
Yeah, we'll make sure we ask Troy that when he comes back on. And we've got a few weeks, and I think all the candidates are going to want to come on and do a final pitch.
That'd be great. Y'all
much,
have a great
much
day. Thank you for your
much,
show. Okay.
Thank you. Much to Joey's chagrin.
I just love how, again, politics brings us all together. And it's so highbrow. People are saying such truthful things all the time. They really get into the details of how they're going to govern. It's great. It's so good. 272-9228, 272-9228. Before we hit the top of the hour, let's talk to the folks, Jack, about our good friends over at